One of the common questions on Svira is, what if you are not sure if you counted yesterday's date? Tonight's day 21, 26, and you don't remember if you counted at all, you counted the right date. So is one permitted? Of course you count. Of course you have to count. You have a chiyuv to count, even if you missed the first 48 days. But the question is always, can I still make a bracha or not? So the halacha is that one is permitted to make a bracha. It's a classical svek sveka. It's a double doubt. What's the double doubt? One doubt is, maybe I counted last night, maybe I did not. But even if I did not count last night, maybe it's 49 independent mitzvahs, and therefore, it's a svek sveka, and therefore, the accepted psak, I believe, is that one continues counting with a bracha. So that's the case if you're a suffek. What happens if you... Because what's it based on? Because what happens if you know for sure you missed the day? So there's different bahags. There's one bahag we go with is in terms of one missed the night, so you count during the day without a bracha, and then you continue the next night with a bracha. However, what if you missed a complete night? So the Bahag writes, if you miss a complete night, a complete day, you can no longer count anymore, at least definitely not count with a bracha. So, and even though Rov Rishonim seem to disagree, Tosus writes in Menachos, it's a Pella. Tosus in Menachos, Zamek Vav writes, who Pella Gado? What are you talking? It doesn't make any sense. Why the fact that I forgot a full day, why should I not have to count? Pashas, according to most Rishonim, one can continue counting even with the bracha. In fact, I think Rav Kapok, they found the Tshuvas HaRambam, Hilchas Temidim Musafim, Simon Shin Lamed Beis. The Rambam was asked, what if you miss a complete day? What do you do? And he answers, Masha Ovid Eav Shalag Zero. If you missed the date, that's it. I mean, you can't make up what you missed. I agree. Ava Mina Laila Shiniska Tzof Hashiva Shvuas Yivarach. But from now on in, one can count Yivarach. One can count with a bracha. And he goes on, the Rambam has an interesting lesson. But if you did miss a day, I guess at the end he'd say you count Shiva Shavuos Tamimos. But if you missed a day, so this would write Hayom Arba Batisha Yom Shem Shia Shavuos Ba'Allah Omir. So the Rambam, it's true that the Rambam seems to be clear against the Shita Sabahag. That the Rambam even says you can count with the bracha. So really, the Bahag, number one, is a big chiddush. Most of Rishonim disagree. No one else brings it down. And what's only strange about it is the Mechaber brings it down. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha, if you miss a complete night, one should not make a bracha, a complete day. So Pashas, some might argue it's Koshitason, Machokas Mechaba Rama in general, about how serious is Motzi Shem Shamayim Levato, you make a bracha. So, let's say you say Shahako Niyabidvaro. It's true, but let's say I'm not eating anything. So, do I say it's an Issa Daraisa or Issa Darabanan? So, the Rambam holds its Daraisa, and Tosis holds its Drabbanan. So some want to point out that perhaps it's the Mechaber going with Shitasan in general with the Rambam, that when it comes to Zman Grama, we know any time there's a Suffolk Bracha, so It's another machokas Rambam Tosas Ashkenaz Svar making a brach on Zman Grumba. So the general, so the machaber in general seems to be working a concern that since if you're wrong, Yemotzei Shein Shemayim Levato is an Issa Daraisa, it's a biblical prohibition, so that's why you don't do it. But it seems to be just a hiddur, and maybe the Ramah would say you can. However, the only problem with saying Napshat is the Ram. Here we have a Rambam that says you do make a bracha. So the Rambam, so maybe the Mechaber didn't have this Rambam that we have, and therefore he's just going Mahadu Acham. Remember, here the Rambam clearly states that, I think they found this a couple of years ago, that one can continue counting with the bracha, clearly against the Bahag. So this fits in well with the opinion of Rav Soloveitchik. They say over in the name of the Rav Soloveitchik, that he said he was more lenient in terms of counting over, repeating a if you missed a complete day, even making a bracha. He says you have to know your Baal HaBatim, you have to know who you're talking to. He agrees if you're talking to a Ben Torah, someone will understand that even if you miss a bracha, you still could count. Most people think they missed the bracha, that's it. It's not a real count anymore, and they stop saying it. If someone's a Ben Torah, Talmud Chachma understands that brachas are ma'akvas. In most of the time, they're not an obstacle in performing the mitzvah. So clearly, there's no harm since the Mechaber brings it down, so why get involved with an extra bracha? So therefore, that seems to be the psak of the Mechaber. What the Rav's chiddush is, because the Mechaber is assuming that a person is going to continue counting without a bracha. So if you're going to do that, then continue counting without a bracha, because why get involved in the shayla? If you know, and there are many people like this who, if you tell them they can't make a bracha anymore, they're going to stop counting. So the Rav thought, and it's very logical, that they should better to continue counting with the bracha, because number one, even if you didn't know this Rambam, but the Bahag's a chiddush, and Rav Rishonim disagree, and that's the Rav's, and the plus Rav Soloveitchik has a different pshat in the Bahag, that even the Bahag agrees it's not one big mitzvah. Why can't you continue with the bracha? That's a different issue we'll get into. That's a din if you have to have consecutive count. You need a tziruf. But even according to Rav Soloveitchik, the Bahag himself agrees it's separate mitzvahs. And he's talking about it's for a different reason you have to go back. So since Rav Rishonim disagree, and we now even have an explicit Rambam, he thought it's better for a person to make the, because my Ikara din it seems to be that you should be, that you're counting because you have to, when you should make a bracha. So he thought better, because he says, he knows the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara talks about Yasri Yasrinan Bruchei Lo Mavrachinan, that on Shmini Atzeres and Chutzgarich, you sit in the Sukkah, don't make a bracha. So he says, you know what happens, everyone eats inside the house now. So that's what the Rav felt, that if a person is not going to continue counting, that he's better off counting with a bracha, even if he missed a complete day, then they're not counting at all. And here there's a Rambam, in the Tshuva's Rambam, it says that explicitly as well.